Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today, David and I are going inside the episode titled Coronavirus Lockdown, Rewriting Your Own Hero Story. So David, you talked a little bit about how, you know, we're entering into another week, obviously. The fact that, you know, this isn't going away, even though there's some people out there who are still in denial about this whole thing and and all that's happening. And it's definitely a challenging time and it throws off our regularly scheduled routines are out the window. And we're well into this now, like you had mentioned, you know, we're nearly six weeks into this thing right now. Can you share some of the strategies that you have employed during this time around keeping that routine? Because I know that if you get off a routine for many people, that can really shred their beliefs in a hurry. So if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of some strategies that you yourself employ around your routine to help keep you so sane during this difficult time.
Well, I think it felt like for me, it kind of started in the beginning when we realized that we needed to go home, like everybody needed to leave the office. And we started strategizing about what we were going to do. I think that kind of set the tone right from the very beginning. So, primarily right now, what I'm doing a lot of is outside of coaching, by the way, is I'm in a massive content creation mode, so to speak. So we have the regular coaching and all and that stuff that I'm doing, but, we're doing the podcast. We're doing several things. Like we have a lot of things going on. So my day consists of, you know, I'm usually up by say 6 o'clock in the morning, and generally it's 5 or 6. So depending on what time I get to bed that night, I may adjust it, you know, based on how late I'm working. But I get up and, you know, I go out for a walk with the dog, and I come back in and, you know, get him, you know, kind of all squared away. And my day is then planned out on my calendar. So once I get myself ready, I'm working up to what I'm going to start doing on my calendar. And that may be that I'm doing a podcast, or I'm doing coaching, or I'm doing an interview of some kind, or we're having a meeting, whatever it might be. So what I'm doing, like from a mindset perspective right now, is attempting to think through everything that's actually happening. And but not from a bad place, though. It's all from a good place. Like, I think this is a tremendous opportunity for so many people. So I am taking in a tremendous amount of information. Now, one of the things that I'm doing, and I generally do this anyway, but I'm also making sure that I'm doing it. And I'll tell you about something that happened this weekend. I'm only looking for the facts. I'm not looking to get into the drama of anything. And because I don't want it to affect me emotionally. I don't want my head to get into a bad place. So over the weekend, I was looking for information to see what's going on. I was doing some little deeper research into a few things. And I kept running into the idea that there's like this conspiracy stuff that's going on out there. And apparently, it's getting really big. Like, it's getting massive. Like, there were some major podcasts. One specifically, really big one, was shut down off of YouTube either last week. I think it was like Thursday or Friday that it happened, something like that. And I looked into what was actually happening, and it's all conspiracy stuff. But you know, the conspiracy stuff presents a real mind suck opportunity to pull somebody into a rabbit hole. And it's not, I don't see anything productive about it. Like, I don't care if even the conspiracy is true. It doesn't mean a damn thing. We're in a situation that is affecting every single person, and we have to navigate our way through it. So I keep the goal and the direction that I'm headed in and our company is headed in front of me basically all the time, so that I don't get sucked into those places. After several weeks of an extreme amount of information, I really needed to walk away from it this weekend. Like, I needed to shut my brain off around it and just step away. So I went and did, some things that, you know, allowed me just to chill and clear my head around everything. I built a fire outside in my fireplace Saturday night. And I just spent the whole evening out there just kind of relaxing and thinking. But the things that I'm doing are primarily backed up with the thought around what good can we do for people? What good can we do for our company? What good can we do for each other? And then staying in a line of, making sure that those things happen. Also working with everybody on the team to make sure that those things happening, and listening to the ideas that everybody's, bringing to the table. So, really, I think what really kind of sums up what I'm doing is I'm looking how to benefit others and ourselves in this time, so that it's not a tragedy story, but it's actually something that we can look back on and be really proud of what it is that we did.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well said. I totally agree with you in that the conspiracy theorists, I try to stay and limit my content as much as possible in that particular arena, because it's so easy to get tied into someone else's story. And then you start to believe it yourself. And then everything you do focuses and centers itself around that story, and no one knows what's true. And there are people that know what's true, and I believe that what the CDC is obviously putting out is true. The fact is, the matter is, this isn't going anywhere. But if people start to drill that idea of fear, and your mindset isn't at a place where it should be, it's very easily to get swayed and to go down that hole, that rabbit hole. And then the next thing you know, you're struggling mightily with your own mental health. So I think that's what I loved about this episode in particular is, you do have the opportunity to rewrite your own hero story here. And you said that so eloquently in this particular episode about, you can be writing that right now. And in fact, you are writing it right now. You have the choice of whether it's going to be a hero story or it's just going to be a complete and utter nightmare. And there's a lot of people who are taking your advice and they're pivoting their businesses. You actually mentioned many people, who are pivoting, revamping, even starting something completely different.
Yeah.
You mentioned, Donnie, whose episode just recently dropped pretty much before this one, and how he was able to completely retool his whole operation to do something and give back. You're seeing more and more people doing that on a level, and they're choosing to look at the opportunities that are presented to them right now. But there are people out there that are not looking at those opportunities. They're only, basically in a victim mentality. So let's say that there's a person out there listening to this who is struggling with their own successful mindset. What can they do right now to really begin to shift over to that hero's journey and not wallow in self-pity?
The thing is, T, that the fear that people are experiencing is so different. Like, and I'm watching it week by week. And with some people, it's getting better. And with a lot of people, it's getting worse. And they're getting sucked into their own reality around this fear. So the fear is grabbing them. And I think that it's really kind of molding what they see, how they see it, how they actually view it. And then they're making decisions from that aspect. So I think what a person needs to do is, especially if they're in any kind of place like that, they don't think they can do anything. They're kind of in a victimized situation. They're worrying, all that. Ask yourself, how productive is it? Like, what are you getting out of doing that? Because it's not doing anything, constructive. Like, that's the other thing I think about, like, the conspiracy people. Even if they're right, what are you doing about it? Like, what, it really... You are, if number one, if you're wrong and you suck this much energy and attention down a rabbit hole for a large amount of people, then you literally put people's lives at risk by doing that. And what about your personal life? Is how is it helping your personal life at all? So it's you know, I think that the idea is, that's why I said, you know, you can write your own story. Like if you look back on this 5 years from now, what do you want it to look like? You know, what story would you actually like to tell? That you were on the computer for however many weeks and, you know, just got sucked down one story after another and watched your whole life just spill away? Or, you know, what is the story that you actually want to tell? And I think that what I've been saying now for several weeks, I think that the first step is to find the things in this that you're grateful for. Because if you don't find those things, you're leaving your mind open to and susceptible to the things that are wrong about this. And I'm not trying to say that there's not things wrong about this. There's a lot of stuff that's wrong with this. There's a lot of stuff that we're having to sacrifice because of this. There's a tremendous amount of negativity. All you have to do is turn on any of your electronic devices and there's a tremendous amount of negativity coming at you. So it's about taking control of your own mind and saying, what is it that I'm grateful for, and writing those things down. And you may have to literally go step by step through your life with each individual thing that's in your life and ask yourself, you know, am I grateful for this in my life? How can I be grateful for this in my life? What am I grateful for? And start making a list of all those things. And then I think you have to consciously expand it out from there, because gratitude will keep you looking at what's good. When you start to look at what's good, you'll see where there's opportunity, not just for other people, but also for yourself. Like, we all have an opportunity for something here. So, but we have to look for it. Like, that is our responsibility. We have to actually look for that opportunity.
Yeah. It's not going to seek you out. I mean, that's clear as day. It's not going to seek you out. And here's the thing, to be honest about it. I mean, we're well into this, right? So you can't use the excuse anymore that, oh, this isn't real, or, oh, this isn't happening, or, you know, all these other nonsensical things you try to do to justify that, you know, your days are spent doing absolutely nothing in your business. I think the big thing to remember here is that, you know, like you said, we're all in this together and we all have a choice. And really, it's your choice. If you don't want to grow or change during this time, then that's your prerogative, but you can't wallow in your own self-pity if you want to thrive in this. And believe it or not, there are people that are thriving in this type of environment. And that I hope that doesn't come across as insensitive to people who have suffered loss and have been affected directly by coronavirus. It really comes down to the fact that you have a choice in how you want this story to be written. And, you know, you can't do a lot about it at the moment. Like, you can't just say, wave a magic wand and this goes away. This is here. We know it's temporary, but for how long, we do not know. So It's really getting down to understanding. And I love how in the episode you talked about, just take a day. Like, just take a day to, you know, tune out the world, sit outside, journal, write, listen to, you know, a meditation, or do some, you know, art, paint, whatever is going to spark some creativity in you. And then realize that gratitude closes the door on any of that negativity. Like, negativity is going to try and enter into your mindset. And I know it did for me. I feel like I finally sort of settled into this quarantine and dealing with coronavirus. And I personally haven't been affected by it yet, but I know that the numbers are going to tell me they will. But it took me time to get there, and it's a daily thing. Like, you have to practice gratitude. And another thing that you mentioned in the episode that I loved was you talked about the practice of empathy as well. Like, you have to be empathetic and understand that what's happening. And I think you were talking more in terms of the conspiracy theorists who aren't really thinking what they're saying. They're just putting it out there to sort of stir the pot and, you know, drag people into their shit. But, you know, I think empathy and gratitude are all on top of our minds. And you said it so beautifully, that when you're encouraging listeners to take this time to use it as a catalyst for something that's very creative and productive. You can come out of this bigger and better. And that's going to sound, when people go back and listen to this episode 5 years ago, they're going to say, well, the five or six episodes before that, you said the exact same thing. Yes, we are saying the exact same message because the message is truth. And that's what you teach. You know, above all, we are here to be very creative and productive in this time. And we're going to continue to move through this. It's not easy. And sometimes you just have to laugh at the silliness of it all. I mean, we've been in our homes for a great period of time. We haven't been to a restaurant in a month and a half. We haven't been to a movie theater. Like the things that we used to go to and enjoy, they're not an option right now, but they will be. I think it's just important to just talk more about like that empathy piece. Like how are you seeing people showing empathy, or how are you yourself showing empathy, David, when it comes to individuals really embracing this and realizing that it's a new normal?
Well, for me, I'm listening, right? So I get giving a tremendous amount. But the people that are contacting me, whether it's a text or a phone call or an email or whatever, I'm listening to what they have to say, and I'm not judging. I help if I can help, and I think that, you know, I also said on the podcast that everybody's going through this together, but in their own unique way, right? So, you know, that's also what I mean by the empathy. We really have to understand that we're not the only one going through this. And it can get a little self-serving in a way, because when we're uncomfortable, when a person is uncomfortable in any way, they really only think about themselves in that moment. But here we have this situation where it's making everybody uncomfortable in some way, you know, kind of like we're definitely out of our norm. So depending on how the individual is experiencing it really kind of determines their comfort or uncomfort level that they're experiencing at that time. And if we would step back as human beings and understand that a little bit, instead of attacking or fighting or making wrong, this is an extreme thing. You know, I think there'll be like studies around this, like all kinds of stuff for years and years and years. People will be debating so many aspects of this. So we really, you know, I also think that if we have empathy for another person, it allows us to get out of our situation in our head, to stop being selfish about, I'm the only one going through this, and pay attention to what another person needs and ask yourself, how can I help them? How can I give something to them? Because we really feel the best when we're giving. Like, it's not when we're receiving, it's when we're giving, when we're actually doing something that is productive, human beings feel the best.
Oh, 100%. And I think during, you know, this period of, you know, quarantine, you know, there's a lot of us who want to make it all about us. Like, I think that's why I struggled so much the first few weeks, is because this was all about how it was affecting me and how it was frustrating me. And it was me all the way. And then somewhere around the third or fourth week, I just sort of started pivoting, and what can I do? Maybe it's helping someone in my house, or sitting down and watching a movie with my daughter, or maybe it's playing a game. You know, there was all these things. I think that's the beauty of what has happened. The gratitude that I have that has come out of this is it has brought us closer together. We are in close confines with one another. We have been in our houses for a month and a half, but there are space that we can give each other, but there's also time for us to come together. So empathy, gratitude, those are all parts of a successful mind. I think you've talked about them on this podcast numerous times. It's just applied in a very different way this time, but also in a similar way too, because gratitude is gratitude no matter how you slice it. And I really think it's important, you know, for people to just realize that, you're doing your best. First of all, don't judge yourself. I mean, that's a big thing. Don't judge yourself for what you're doing. Maybe you're struggling right now. Maybe you need to reach out and, you know, send a message to someone on one of your favorite social platforms or record a brief message to share with your audience. I think there's things that you can do that are going to help you write your hero's journey now. And like I said, when we were doing, you know, a conversation last week, I had talked about how when we come out of this, there's going to be a little bit of trauma that comes with this, because I don't think we'll ever fully be out of it. I think the way our world was has changed, and it will be forever changed by how we greet one another. And they talked about how the handshake will go by way of the wind and we won't use that anymore. And, you know, I guess that's how it'll be. We'll just get more creative in how we say hello to one another when we greet one another. But I really do feel like we're gonna come out of this. It's gonna be great. And we're writing that story. And there's gonna be a little part of me that is going to miss, you know, being around, you know, my daughter who was in college, you know, 3-4 weeks ago and is now going to college from home. She's not going to be here. So it'll give me a reason to miss her and be sad. But it's just, there's so much to be grateful for. I guess, long story short, there's so much to be grateful for. And it could be so much worse. I mean, I woke up this morning and we didn't have power at our house. That's a scary situation, because right now this is my lifeline to the world. And if I don't have that, then that's a struggle now. And I can hear people saying, well, I don't even have the internet, you know, those sorts of things. I get it. I'm in a position where I'm able to have those types of things, but at the same time, we're also doing things within our business to help other people, help the less fortunate, provide things to people that normally wouldn't be available to them. So I think that, you know, we're all in the midst of this hero's journey. We're all writing our own stories, and you have the decision to make on whether you want that to be a wonderful story that you can tell your grandkids and great grandkids about, or whether you're just going to wallow in your own self-pity and really self-destruct right before your very eyes. I do hope that our listeners, and I know our listeners are extremely smart, and they wouldn't be here if they weren't, because they want to know what it takes to be successful in their mind. And I think they're going to make the right decision. So, David, you have any parting words before we head out of here?
You know, I think that it's the same thing I said on the podcast, to take some time and really think about the story that you want to write, because you can write your own story as to how this is going to go for you. And you get to be the author of that. You get to be the creator of that. And that is taking power back. It's taking control back. It's taking your ability to choose back. And you're doing something productive for yourself. Don't let the situation write the story. Let's put it that way.
I love it. All right. Well, thanks for coming inside, David.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.